This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Court records confirm Friday that Richard Reynolds, 43, pleaded guilty in a fraud case involving dozens of couples who paid for wedding services but received nothing. A judge sentenced him to 5 years in prison as part of his plea agreement. KRDO reported late last October that authorities first arrested Reynolds on 16 felony charges tied to an investigation that began in January of last year. The investigation found that Reynolds was listed as part owner of the Black Forest Retreat, a wedding venue. When that business closed because of a zoning issue, he kept approximately $260,000 from 40 victims. El Paso County tops the list for most fatal crashes involving lane violations in the state in 2021. That's according to Colorado State Patrol. Traffic deaths surged across the state last year, hitting a 20-year high. CSP officials say conscious choices to drive distracted, under the influence, and driving aggressively are to blame. CSP says that in 2021, troopers saw a 30% increase in injury crashes caused by drivers either crossing over the center line or going off the side of the road. They also saw a 74% increase in fatal crashes caused by lane violations. The Colorado Springs Police Department responded to Harrison High School Friday afternoon to investigate the report of a weapon being shown. After investigating, police said there was no threat to the student body and no weapon was recovered by officers. Police said they reviewed surveillance video and it showed conclusively there was never a firearm displayed or shown. They said Friday, quote, "Officers have not recovered any firearm at this time and we believe there was no firearm inside Harrison High School." Police said the confusion began with a planned fight between two groups of students. As the fight moved towards the restroom, two female students yelled "gun" and it spread. The superintendent of Academy District 20 in Colorado Springs announced his retirement at a district school board meeting this week. Superintendent Thomas Gregory has worked in D20 for 32 years. He will remain in the position until June. A local man from Colorado Springs, Noah Lynn, is currently helping in Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. He's a graduate of Palmer High School, and after he graduated, he was hired at Florida Fish and Wildlife. After Hurricane Ian hit, his work shifted to cleaning up the wreckage and assessing where most of the damage was. He's also looking to see how marine life has fared after the storm. Noah credits the influence of Palmer High as part of the reason he has empathy and independence. After months of investigation, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office has identified the suspect in the late May murder of Jermaine Wilson on Old Stage Road. 30-year-old Marcus Dunlap has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland and National Park Service Director Chuck Sams were in Colorado earlier this week to visit the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site and celebrate its expansion. The site commemorates the 1864 assault by U.S. soldiers on an encampment of approximately 750 Native people. Well over half of the 230 dead were women and children. The ceremony included the announcement of the acquisition of an additional 3,478 acres for that National Historic Site. The Fuel and Iron Project, which is currently under construction and scheduled to open later this year, is converting the vacant Holmes Hardware building on the corner of B Street and Union in downtown Pueblo into 28 affordable housing units and a food hall consisting of 5 kitchens. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office responded to a call Wednesday night for reports of a traffic accident in Pueblo West. Deputies learned there were 2 vehicles involved. One of the cars rolled over. The 17-year-old driver, Christopher Cole Compton, was in that car. He was ejected and died on scene. According to officers, no other injuries were reported. Officials do say that speed was a factor, but that's all they know at this time. According to District 70, Christopher Cole Compton was a senior at Pueblo West High. Thursday, the high school had crisis prevention counselors on campus.
Well, happy Saturday, everybody. It is going to be a much sunnier and a little bit warmer outside today compared to our Friday. We are expecting high temperatures to go up into the low to mid 60s region-wide. It's going to be nice this afternoon as we see those temperatures start to fall in the evening times under clear skies. It's going to be another cool one Sunday morning. We'll see those overnight lows drop into the mid-30s to low 40s, so bundle up as you head out on Sunday. But overall, a really nice day expected on Sunday as well, and even as we continue into Monday and Tuesday of next week. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.